This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The state will get $181 million from a federal program to support COVID-19 testing sites. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Governor Jared Polis and Colorado senators announced the new funding this morning to continue free testing across the state. The Federal Emergency Management Agency funding was expected but had been delayed, according to a press release. From March to December of last year, the state spent around $349 million on COVID-19 testing. FEMA is currently reimbursing the state for 75% of testing costs, but Polis says that number may increase under the incoming administration of Joe Biden. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Vail says business at its North American resorts plunged early in the season. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Skier visits fell more than 16% compared to last year. Revenue from ski school was half of what it was last year. And revenue declines for dining were even steeper, down more than 60%. The company released the results in a report last week. In the report, CEO Rob Katz blames the declines on COVID restrictions and below-average snowfall in areas including Colorado. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Aurora police have arrested a man in connection with explosions that damaged three homes since late last month. A SWAT team arrested Scott Campbell on Friday on charges that include attempted murder. This is CPR News and KRCC.